Nurses in intensive care units have a difficult job. They have to monitor screens and all the technical medical stuff while juggling the emotional stress of working with some of the sickest patients in the hospital, and they're expected to smile the whole way through. Samantha Jakimovic from the University of Technology Sydney Faculty of Health is doing her PhD on this topic. She's looking at just how burnt out nurses in intensive care units, or ICUs, can get by comparing their compassion fatigue levels with their compassion satisfaction levels.
Compassion fatigue has two sides to it. There's compassion satisfaction and compassion fatigue. And compassion satisfaction is the good feeling that you get when you're caring for people, or it's like the altruistic side of things. Compassion fatigue has been studied a lot in Canada, the States and UK, and it's been looking at burnout and the secondary traumatic stress components of that is make up the compassion fatigue.
And is it something that's specific for nurses, or are doctors and other healthcare professionals experiencing the same problems?
They do, and I think there's not a lot of research on the medical profession itself on compassion fatigue. But if you look at the nurses are at the bedside usually for 12-hour shifts. So they are with the patient, they're treating the patient, they're with the family for that whole time. The doctors are there as well, and they're making decisions on the medical side of things and hopefully talking with the nurses about it and working out plans. But the doctors come and go. They've got a number of patients that they're looking after, whereas the nurse is just looking after one, maybe two, if it's a high dependency unit.
So it's easier for them to be emotionally invested in those people?
Yeah, definitely.
So you talk about this idea of patient-centred nursing, which is an interesting idea to me because I assume that all nursing would be patient-centred.
A lot of people do. So even though patient-centred nursing should be across the board, often things get missed. Patient-centred nursing involves the rights of the patient, the autonomy of the patient and the shared decision-making of the patient. It involves providing a compassionate presence as well as a professional presence, having professional boundaries. It also involves the right to technology and the best medical care possible. Sometimes some of those things are compromised in intensive care when you've got a patient that's intubated and can't communicate, if like on life support, if they're sedated, unconscious. So who knows what they would want? So it's hard to keep their rights and their decisions. Was there an advanced care directive somewhere that we don't know about? You know, that sort of thing. So those sorts of things can be compromised in a situation where they're so sick.
When we are talking about these ICU settings, are there any particular stresses that come from that for nurses that they have to handle in their jobs and day-to-day work?
Well, some things that have come up in the interviews is really the ICU ideology, or the medical dominance of ICU, where people are going in there for treating. And, I mean, it's part of the physician's training and everything that, you know, they treat at all costs. And sometimes that is good, and of course the patients have the right to that treatment. But sometimes you'll get patients that maybe their prognosis is poor, and the nurses can see that their prognosis is poor, and their standard of living of before they came in will be much worse if they continue with treatment. And sometimes the nurses felt like some of them said they felt like they were torturing their patients by continuing treatment when they knew that ultimately the patient wasn't going to survive. So that caused them a lot of moral distress, and that they took that home, a lot of them. Sometimes in ICU, palliation is not seen as a success, whereas you can have a situation where the patient's wishes are being abided by, the family's okay with it, and you've made the patient comfortable and you've been there providing the compassionate support, and that's a good situation for the nurse and the best situation probably for the family.
So those are some of the concepts that you're dealing with in your research. What is your research actually aiming to discover or to find out?
What I'm doing, and almost finished doing, is finding out what the level of compassion, satisfaction and fatigue the intensive care unit nurses have got in Australia, and whether that's impacting the level of patient-centred nursing that they're providing, and what support they need to be able to give the best patient-centred nursing. Also, I'm looking at to see if there's a link between providing patient-centred nursing and the nurse feeling compassion satisfaction. So I think it's important not to just concentrate on the negative side of things. It's important to enhance the good stuff. So to help nurses be happy in their work. It's a bit of a problem with the nursing workforce that there's a shortage, and that's affecting the critical care nursing workforce just as much as the general workforce. As populations get ageing, more are required because you're getting more older people in intensive care. As people are coming into intensive care, often they think, I'm going to get fixed there because that's the place where everyone goes, you know, that's the highest level of medical care. And that's not always the case.
So it's not just the patient interactions and the stress of having that intensive care unit around the nurses that is stressful. It's also the workplace politics and events that are happening.
Definitely. One thing that I've found in my research is that nurses depend on each other. So to debrief, if they've been involved in something that's traumatic or a procedure that's traumatic or a death that's they've been looking after a patient for a period of time and become quite attached to the patient and family, all of that sort of thing. Sometimes it's hard to just go home and talk to, you know, their husband, wife's children, partners or whoever, because they may not understand if they're not in that, working in that environment. So talking to each other, they understand that. So that is something that I found is really, really important to the nurses.
And you mentioned that shortage of nurses, which is always interesting to me because it seems like a lot of people are studying nursing. Mm. So where does the shortage come from?
It is at the moment. I mean, we've got a lot of new grads going through here and there isn't enough new grad positions. It's good to have the new grads going through and employing them, but critical care nurses, to be able to cope with the different things that are happening, need to have quite a few years of experience. I actually found that in my study that the nurses with the postgraduate qualifications had a higher level of compassion satisfaction. So it's really important to have that continued education and that time put into learning more to be able to get the satisfaction out of the role. I think that the nurses that are burnt out or are not, maybe haven't worked out a coping mechanism, or they've got different personalities, those sorts of things we need to look at, because I think they're just leaving. I don't think that they're staying to work it out.
I know you're not quite done with your research. You're almost there. What's most surprised you about this whole process?
So the levels of the nurses' compassion satisfaction and fatigue are average. Now, ideally, it would be good to have high compassion satisfaction and low fatigue. I sort of thought there'd be more higher fatigue, but I'm pleased that the nurses, you know, there's some resilience there. I'm needing to find out more about what we can do to get the compassion satisfaction up. The nurses are keen to get some help. So I was surprised. The participation rate was fantastic. They're really keen to talk about it and keen to do something about it to look after themselves, which ultimately helps their patients, which is really important.
Samantha Jakimovic, PhD student in the Faculty of Health at the University of Technology, Sydney.